Good morning, King Sky Radio TV fans. This is DJ Dove. Today is Wednesday, and we are trying to get through the rest of the week. We're close, but there's no victory just where we are today. I want to take a moment to thank all of the dads. Fathers play a very important role in the grooming of a male or female child. They take the child to school. They pick them up. They go to the doctor. Take the children to the doctor. They do all these things and we barely mention their name. I want to begin to put a curve in that. We need to lift them up as well. Now, I know some of you all are saying that no good father that I have and he doesn't do anything. That's only a percentage of them. Some are doing an outstanding job, and those are the ones that I am talking about. Every now and then, you got to praise your own pawn. And if this person has a child by you, with you, then you should at some point see some good out of him. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's been this notion that men don't want to be good fathers or good husbands or good boyfriends, and that's just not true. Some of it is, but then there's some things that are wrong with women. I mean, every mom is not the greatest mom. We don't ridicule her. We don't drag her through the mud. And sometimes we do, probably. But most likely, I always love my mama, because mother has a eternal bond with the child that a father can't necessarily have that way. That doesn't mean that he is not doing an outstanding job. So we want to just say, hey, we appreciate you, brothers. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate all that you have sacrificed to be the man that you should be towards your children and to be a good fit for your wife, girlfriend, whatever relationship it is that you have with them. We know that we don't always get the recognition, but God knows. Trust me, God knows. And you will be rewarded for your efforts. You may not receive it here on earth, because we're just designed that way, but you will receive it. And it's not that we don't know. We do know. We just don't always say so. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to get into some music. That music that you hear in the background is Kim Waters, and he is just playing himself silly. It's called In the Groove. I'm going to pump it up just a little bit, and then we're going to move on to some other music. This is your morning drive, KingScottRadioTV.com. Thank you.
sense. There's only one voice that comes to your defense. The jury is out, your eyes search the room. The only friendly face is all you need to see. Oh, if there's just one guy, just one guy, who will lay down his life for you and I. It's hard to say it, it's hard to say it, it's probably me. It's hard to say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is the Morning Drive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. I have a little story to tell because today we're focusing on the men, the good men, the men that have been wrongly accused of doing things that no one talks about. I am a part of that mechanism. I've been accused of things with the two daughters that I had. And I can tell you that it's not a fair treatment in my time because I'm a little older. Fathers weren't getting the recognition at all. At best, we got every other weekend and you pick up the child on a Friday and you had to have them returned by Sunday. Now, how can you exactly be a great father when you're given so little amounts of time? Well, that process has stopped. I think the court system has recognized that it's just not enough. And you know, we complained about it long enough so that they would see that if you want someone to be a good father, every other weekend is not sufficient. Well, I went through some battles in court. They would do all kinds of sophisticated things. For example, for the man, he had to go out and get his own counsel, his own attorney. For the woman, an attorney was provided for them, and there was no cost attached to it. Well, that sounds like a fair fight, doesn't it? And these are the kind of things that have happened to men, not just African-American men, but Caucasian men and all the other races involved with children. So the system itself was very flawed in my time. And then after that, you deal with the repercussions, the ripple effect. And the ripple effect is this. The children then grow up with attitudes because mama told them that Daddy didn't do this and Daddy didn't do that and he's somewhere having a good time and we're here suffering. All that kind of poison. And that's what it was, absolute poison. So then as they get older, you have a conflict. You can't seem to get along with your children. All of a sudden, they have an authority over you. And it should never be that way. You're supposed to honor your mother and your father. So your days will be long. Well, in my case, I had two daughters, and one was murdered. And it was purposely kept from me, the ramifications of my daughters dealing with various types of men that I would have been able to say, this isn't good, you should get away from that person. Well, my oldest daughter, who was a Air Force intelligence officer, her name was Marilyn Scott, and she was murdered. Some guy decided to put 5 bullets into her. I just recently gave a tribute to her, you know, that I can get through. even though your voice breaks, because when it's your child, men hurt too. Understand that. So when women use the children against the man, there's nothing good that comes out of that. And we have to recognize that. Recognize it to the point where if you want your child to have a good husband, you have to train that behavior. And that requires time, participation, and a whole lot of effort. In today's time, you see a lot of violence going on with kids, and you wonder, well, where's the father? Somebody has asked that question. Well, I don't know. I don't know the circumstances of why the father is not there. You have good men and you have bad men. You have good women and you have bad women. And everybody can't be lumped in the same thing. No matter what my efforts were in trying to be a good father, the system itself tied my hands. And with the poison that was injected into their psyche, it made it very, very difficult. I'm telling you something personal here because I want it to be a blessing to someone else to know that we do recognize what a good father tries to do. So she was murdered, and I have to live with that now. But that behavior that was trained into her, Dad, why did you do this? And Dad, why did you do that? Well, when you have a woman who will get you incarcerated, locked up, somebody know what I'm talking about, 38 different times, and all they have to do is go to the courthouse and say, he did this and he did that, even though it's not true, they automatically give you what they call an ex parte. That means that you have to find some other place to live for the next 10 days until you get into court. That means that it's going to require for you to go into the prison system for at least 18 hours to clear your name. And what are you supposed to tell your employer? I need an 18-hour break. Well, that's a joke. And you do this over and over again because the system allows it. See, I'm talking about the reality of when women do things incorrectly, because I don't want no one to think that women are exempt from doing really, really bad things. So I wanted to share that with you. I'm going to put a pin in it right there because I'm going to do some more later in the show. But this is what happens to some men, not all men, but some men. And when this occurs, the ripple effects are far, far everlasting. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and I am DJ Dove.
Hello, like before.
My, time seems to be moving rapidly this morning. You know, I haven't shared much of my intellect with and about the issues that are going on with P. Diddy. I haven't, because I feel like that a lot of it is propaganda, not to say that it's not true, but you always can't believe the media. I like to see things kind of unfold before I share my commentaries with people. And my take on this whole issue is very simple. The things that men have to go through, the things that we do, be it right or wrong, is peculiar. Particularly in African-American situations, we were trained a certain way to not protect your brother, but to be against him. That is a philosophy that the Caucasian community has put in to our psyche. And I'm not sure if it will ever be washed out totally, because the remnants of that have been far-reaching. And the unity that we should have, we don't. In our particular race, because I am an African-American, has been hectic, to say the best. And to say the least, it's been very, very difficult. Now, what do I mean when I say that? You see, you don't know what it's like for a female when you go into your place of employment, if you work for someone and they belittle you, they refuse to accept your credentials. Your credentials is that you endured 200 years of slavery, and that you've been in shackles, and you had to be good to the master and all that kind of stuff. Well, that stuff doesn't wash out easily, but African American men particularly have to go through that. And the fact that we do, and there's really no outlet for it, because when somebody humiliates you in front of others or belittles you, and we do it to ourselves. So that's the connection that I'm coming from with the P. Diddy situation. If he is guilty of these heinous acts, then he should pay dearly for it. Whatever his sexual preferences are, I don't care. As long as he didn't bother me and no one that I love, no African American men that I care about, that I know intimately, then it's nothing that I can do about it other than to have my opinion on what his actions were. Now, he's sitting in jail now with a whole bunch of money that can't help him, because of the things that they're saying that he has done, and he has done some of these things to himself. Well, he has to answer for it. It's that simple. I've listened to different artists talk about, they gave them a proposition that we want to do this to you, and then we'll give you the break that you need in life. And people are at that crossroads when they want to make it so bad that they will give up their natural sexual behaviors for a piece of the action. So that is my spin on it. If he's guilty of this, then he should pay dearly. And if he's not, then they need to let him go. And hopefully he has learned something from this and you move on. The different things that Bill Cosby did, the different things that Jim Brown did back in those times. If they are guilty of these things, then they should pay a price for it. If I do any of those types of things, I should pay a price for it too. It should be fair across the board. And I wanted to get that in. We have some other topical things that we're going to talk about. This show is going to last a little bit longer because this is more of a communication show than a musical show that we normally put on here at KingScottRadioTV.com. But I do have an opinion, and I have the ability to share that opinion to 1.8 million people all over the United States and abroad. And if someone is listening, then I pray that they get the right angle, that it causes them to think about their actions. In some kind of way, we can take this and make ourselves better. This is a small commentary from KingScottRadioTV.com. This is DJ Dove's opinion on that particular matter. We're going to get back to the music, but let me tell you one more last thing. Be careful how you treat people. Be very careful how you treat people. That's one of the main commandments that we have to live with. And when you dishonor that, you could be in a world of trouble that will last into infinity. King Scott, RadioTV.com. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get back to the story that I was telling, referencing my two daughters and how one was murdered. And, you know, it's something that you, it just stays with you and you just learn to cope with the pain. What I want to focus on is the positive side of what happens when you poison a child's mind. I don't ever want to see male or female, husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, do something like that. Don't stoop that low, because it goes into generations. And when the Bible talks about a generational curse, this is what they're talking about. Even in my dealings with my youngest daughter, there's still conflict there. And, you know, children grow up feeling like you owe them something, and they have no idea of the facts, because both stories sound authentic. And I don't mind sharing this, because my goal is to try to make things better. And if I can use some of the examples that I have in my own life, then it can make things better. This is not to throw any bad shade on my daughter, but the facts are the facts. Those conflicts causes problems, and you find yourselves not being able to get along. And I'm at the stage in my life now where my goal is to seek peace, not to, I don't want to fight with anyone. I'm settled enough. I've made my bones, as the old folks would say. And now I just want to coast on to the next phase of my life. And that's not here on earth. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, just be very careful as to how you treat people. Be very cautious of the things that you do. I'm in some different kind of battles, and if God allows me, I will share them over the airwaves, because he gave me this power for a reason, and I tend to use it for his will, for his purpose. And bringing this clarity on board is very important to me. So, just stay tuned. You can pull us up at any given time. You can get us on your cellular phone. You can listen to us on your lunch break or your break. And we'll try to give you good quality content, music, commentaries, the ways of the world. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and I am DJ Dove. This is one of my favorite artists, Ronnie Jordan. This is After Eight. Dig on that. In My Solitude. Thank you. Hey family, I want to tell you that I need you all to begin to give us men a chance. There are some really good men out here, and you have to first give them a chance. This song is called Look Over Your Shoulder. We took some extra time this morning. We talked about a few things. The last comment that I'm going to make is about the debate that took place yesterday. And I thought they did a far better job than the president and her opponent, Kamala Harris. I appreciate their points of view. It was a lot more civil, a lot more intellectual, and I think that's what we need. I don't think we need to ride on an emotional train to hate any one person. Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is, and Kamala Harris is who she is. In some kind of way, we have to figure out who do we think will be the best person in that head position? I haven't decided yet. Though I have, I'm just not sharing it right at this moment, who I want to support. So it's a question in my mind. And I hope that we all can come collectively and make the right decision for the United States of America, and all this other personal stuff can be set aside. I do believe that for either one of them, if they've done something egregious to the system, directly or indirectly, they should be held accountable, and that's what we have to think about. So that's my spin on that for right now. I'm going to play out this last tune, and then we're going to get ready for our evening show later today. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and I appreciate you all listening. This is the morning drive. We want you to arrive alive. Thank you. This has been another production by KingScottRadioTV.com. We're located at 171 North Mechanic Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502. Our phone number at the studio is 240-362-7552. Give us a call anytime. If we're not answering the phone, it's most likely because we're on the air. I want to thank my listeners and my Facebook fans and all the people who support King Scott Radio TV. I could not do this without you. DJ Dove is very appreciative of the accolades that we receive from various people and the comments that various people make. We appreciate them very much, and we want you to keep talking to us. We want to get better and better and better. So we're going to be training some new DJs coming in, so you'll hear some different voices on the station. And we look forward to just being a light to the world. We are here about Jesus Christ, and we always want to lead souls into that spectrum. KingScottRadioTV.com, DJ Dove. We'll see you real soon now. You hear?